So why should we bother with emotions? Well, there's aphorism 80. Hahnemann saying, the more the life principle has been deranged through debilitating passions. That's just emotions, right? Emotions that are overwrought. It's not just the normal. We all have a normal emotions, or we used to, before chronic disease took over the world. You know, of course, there's sorrow, there's anger. But he's talking about debilitating passions. And so the more you're feeling your emotions, the worse your disease is getting, and our patients as well. So they're important. They're an important aspect of the case. So I wanted to break down my thought process, because the first half an hour I want to go into why is it important, and the second half I have some cases. So I'm going to zip right along, and I think I have most stuff in the proceedings. If there's anything that you wanted that's missing, just email me. So what we're going to do is talk about what we're studying in this hour, and it's just about emotions, you know, emotions in our animal cases. And why are they important is the second thing we're going to look at. How they are flags to the modalities of our patients. So if we see an overwrought emotion, it's a hint. What's going on there? Let me follow that into the interior of my patient's case. So they're a flag. And then the last thing we'll talk a little bit about is how. How do we use those emotions as a tool to get more information that we can then repertorize and treat? Because we don't want to get stuck in the idea that every animal has a personality, and that personality, well, that's part of their personality. We're talking about degrees. You know that if you lose a loved one and you end up on the floor in your living room being fed crackers by your daughter for a month, maybe that grief is not normal, right? If you're sad and you get a little grumpy for the next few days and you start joining a volunteer course, volunteering helping people, and you're a little sad, that's maybe normal. So there's degrees. So we're just going to talk a little bit about how we can use the knowledge of the emotions in our animals to do a better job in our treating.